Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's like it's Monday, but no, it's Thursday. Already, my friends, the 29th day of April 2004. We'll be live for the next 3 hours, and we're about to jump straight into all of this important news and information. It's posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Biochip featured at Government Health Showcase, syringe injectable device, one of 20 top innovative health technologies chosen by Health and Human Services to be showcased by the government. And we have Declan McCullough's article here that he posted out of UPI about the plans to put it in the homeless. So we'll be getting into that here early in the first hour. We'll also have wide open phones at 1-800-259-9231. U.S. use of depleted uranium weapons causes dangerous rise in radiation level in Iraq. Canadian research centers have reported that during the war against Iraq, the U.S. military used depleted uranium weapons, which caused the radiation level to rise at least 300 times above normal, and the weapons caused similar effects in Afghanistan. Folks, this is a nuclear war. We attacked them, that is the globalists using America, with nuclear weapons, with dirty bombs, with thousands and thousands of tons of radioactive, highly radioactive material hidden in plain view. The average person has no idea this is even going on, even despite the fact that the Associated Press, the New York Daily News, the Canadian papers are reporting this. The troops have between 1 to 2 rims of radiation in them. 2 rims will kill a lot of people in many cases. So, again, support the troops. Let them die of radiation and blast the whole country with it. Hussein's agents are behind attacks in Iraq. Pentagon finds. So now the Shiites suddenly, why, they always worked for Saddam. They were big buddies with him. That's like saying the Jews were buddies with Hitler or something, or that Sylvester was friends with Tweety Bird. But no, yes, they work for him, too. They all do. They're all working for him secretly. It's not the Iraqi people. They love us. No, they love the uranium. They just love all of it. Defectors say North Korea train accident may have been linked to possible plot to murder Kim Jong-il. This out of China. Channel News Asia, and being reported on out of the United States. We'll get into that. Oil hits 13-year high amid low U.S. inventory. Sure, that's the reason. Poll shows growing doubts on Iraq. Abuse of Iraqi POWs by GIs is being probed. Army scientists eye new smallpox vaccine they want to force you to take. Also, Bush-Cheney 9/11 interview won't be formally recorded and won't be televised. You won't be able to see it in secret. More whitewashing. White House braces for the latest assault by Hardback, a former U.S. ambassador, will this week quote out a government official who named his wife as a CIA operative, burning hundreds, by the way. Andrew Bulcombe examines the latest must-read memoir tracking the Bush administration. ACLU reveals secret suit over FBI powers. Hey, when you order a pizza, it goes into the Matrix database. This is USA Today. Everything you do with big corporations, they're just openly transferring it directly to state and local governments as well as federal. Again, UPI, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, said that it was about to begin testing a new technology designed to help more closely monitor and assist the nation's homeless population, implantable microchips. They're going to have robot traffic cones swarm onto highways, block the highways to keep us all safe. Little robots, it's a new scientist. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. They're seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the first Gulf War, in 1991, beginning with Desert Shield in 1990, then the actual war in 1991, they used a smaller amount of depleted uranium, different federal numbers, say 10 times the amount was used this year and last year compared to what was used in 1991. Some numbers say 20 times. No one's really sure. But in the first Gulf War, the fighting was limited to the south, around Kuwait, a few other areas. They didn't use a lot of depleted uranium comparatively. They used, I mean, still any of it is too much. They used quite a bit of it all over the Balkans in three separate conflicts that NATO and the U.S. have been involved with. But now, in the Second Gulf War, they used it in a lot of big cities, in Basra, in Baghdad, in Fallujah. In dozens of towns, they used thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of tons of depleted uranium. And the French, the Canadians, the British, the Australians, independent scientific firms, former Pentagon officials, people have gone over there. They've tested the air. They've tested the water. They've tested the sand. They've tested the buildings. They've tested the troops' blood. and there is just huge levels of depleted uranium, levels that will kill you. People are dying. A few weeks ago, we had Dr. Rocky on the broadcast, who literally wrote the book, the manuals back in the 80s, on depleted uranium and how to protect against it, when and where you can use it. He was sent there in 91 to basically cover up what was going on, got deathly ill himself. A lot of his team have died. He's tested the blood of the troops. Now independent firms in New York have tested blood for the New York Daily News. Incredibly high levels of radiation. This is nuclear war. The first nuclear war, it was an atomic war in 1945 with Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That was the first use of atomics. Now, in 1991, the first nuclear war was in Iraq, then in 94, 95, 98 in the Balkans, and now in 2003 into 2004. And it's hidden in plain view. It's massive what's happened. There are eight sites, at least in the U.S., where they've used thousands and thousands of pounds of DU in tests. That's gotten into drinking water. It has a half-life of 500 million years. So it doesn't start degrading for 500 million years. You can forget about these places ever being properly livable. And it shows the insanity of the globalist, arming Pakistan, arming North Korea, arming China with nuclear weapons and nuclear delivery systems. And now USA Today poll, Iraqis losing patience. Many say Saddam's fall benefited them, but most want U.S. troops to leave now. Only a third of the Iraqi people now believe that the American-led occupation of their country is doing more good than harm, and a solid majority support an immediate military pullout, even though they fear that could put them in a greater danger, according to a new USA Today CNN Gallup poll. The nationwide survey that the most comprehensive look at Iraqi attitudes towards the occupation was conducted in late March and early April. It reached nearly 3,500 Iraqis of every religious and ethnic group. The poll shows that most continue to say that the hardship suffered to depose Saddam Hussein were worth it. Half say they and their families are benefiting, then they are better off now than they were under Saddam, and a strong majority say they are more free to worship and to speak. But while they acknowledge the benefits from dumping Saddam a year ago, Iraqis no longer see the presence of American-led military as a plus. Asked whether the U.S.-led coalition as liberators or occupiers, 71% of those correspondents say that they see it as an occupation, not as liberators. So again, 71% of responders say they see the U.S. as occupiers, not as liberators. Well, what about our troops? I mean, now it's over 800 that have died that they're admitting, not to mention the hundreds of mercenaries that have been killed and civilian contractors, not to mention the admitted 20,000 dead Iraqi civilians in the last, what is it now, almost 400 days since all of this began. This is horrible. And the neocons don't want to discuss how we're losing our freedoms here domestically. You know, we need Operation American Freedom. We need the Bill of Rights and Constitution here. I mean, the scapegoat for all of this was the CIA's former minion and control system known as Saddam Hussein, who they put into power, who they demanded the Ba'athist in 67, put in as the head of security, who they installed in 79, who they told to invade Iran, who they told go ahead and invade Kuwait, and that's on the record, and April Gillespie admits it, the U.S. ambassador. I mean, this is sick, people. But they push all this, they support all this in 1990 with the ambassador's daughters talking about, you know, throwing babies out of incubators, now admitted to be a PR firm lie. Today they support this with lies about Niger uranium and, well, you know, fake weapons reports and mobile weapons trucks that They knew day one we were pumping up balloons. I mean, it's just, but new lies for old. I mean, every week they've got a new weapons of mass destruction find. Later have to, in the back of the paper, say, okay, actually it was a perfume factory. But still, the shallow-minded people out there who aren't stupid, they're just not focused in the geopolitical realm. They're experts on basketball and football and cosmetics and home redesign or on cuisine. You know, that's the American people. Or on their porno collection. They're not experts on how many states there are, who the vice president is, how many continents there are. They can't find Iraq on a map. Most Americans can't. But they'll give you their opinion all day about Iraq and say, oh, yeah, they found mass graves. They found mobile weapons trucks. Why, they had that weapons dossier. And I go, no, they admit that was a lie. No, it's not, you liberal. Well, hey, I'm not the liberal. I'm not the one for open borders, the assault weapons ban, campaign finance reform, supercomputers to China, signing on to UNESCO, Patriot Acts, all of this garbage. So you better get your thinking caps on. I don't mean our general listeners, but those hearing this broadcast for the first time. You know, you say, oh, the liberals are against the war, the liberals are bad, so the war must be good. No, all the so-called liberal leadership voted for this war. The John Forbes Kerrys, the Hillarys, the Chucky Schumers, the Wrangles, they're all for this fraud. And America's playing the part of the bad cop, going in for the UN to take over, and the UN comes in as the false savior, and it's just sick. Americans are being warned to leave Gaza immediately. The U.S. State Department warned U.S. citizens early today to leave Gaza immediately and not to travel to Israel and the Palestinian territories. The new advice was issued due to current safety and security concerns and cited the killings of two Hamas leaders in Gaza and threats of revenge, including kidnappings, as the reason for the new warning. The Israeli military has been conducting a campaign against leaders of the Islamist group Hamas over the recent weeks, killing its founder and its successor. Israel has vowed to kill all Hamas leaders and said that the Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat could be targeted. So it goes on and on there, the endless tribal warfare in that region that is not going to abate. I want to get into biochip featured at Government Health Showcase and a move to put it in the homeless population, but I mentioned depleted uranium. I want to go back into this because this is a big deal. Very big deal. The byproduct of nuclear weapons production. U.S. use of depleted uranium weapons causes dangerous rise in radiation level in Iraq. Canadian research centers have reported that during the war against Iraq, U.S. military used depleted uranium, or DU weapons, which caused the radiation level to rise at least 300 times above normal. That's in the countrywide. Certain areas, it's 1,300%. And the weapons caused similar effects in Afghanistan. U.S. troops have recently begun removing contaminated topsoil in Iraq, taking it to an unknown location. You can't remove it. It turns into dust when it hits the buildings, the tanks. It gets aerosolized. Scientists believe the next generation of children and citizens of both countries exposed to DU will suffer from higher rates of birth defects and cancer. Now, again, they claim that they're taking the stuff away. Dr. Rocky talked about it. There's no way to get rid of it. Those, even if they're in protective gear, it goes right through it. Imagine the troops that are having to supposedly clean this up. And all they can do is go to a shattered tank or shattered vehicle and, you know, drag it off to be shipped to the U.S. for smelting. So scientists believe the next generation of children of citizens of both countries exposed to DU will suffer from higher rates of birth defects and cancer. A Gulf War veteran, one, is three times more likely, and that's Time Life, by the way, that one of their big articles about that years ago, the government's own numbers they reported on, three times more likely to be deformed. Oh, yes, this is a wonderful war, folks. Why did you use depleted uranium? There's no reason. Yes, I mean, if we drop nuclear weapons on our supposed enemies, that would end wars quicker. But you can't, you know, nuke everything, so they just use DU. The Uranium Medical Research Center, UMRC, issued a report based on a 13-day survey throughout the primary conflict zones in urban and rural areas of central and southern Iraq on October 2003, according to the RISQ News. They performed radiation surveys, nucleide analysis, interviewed civilians and community leaders, collected biological and field samples, and investigated the possible health effects of depleted uranium contamination on Iraq civilians. According to the report, the U.S. has used uranium oxide deposits as strong explosives in common and in firebombs. And it goes on and on. I mean, this is incredible. We'll be right back.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you? If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
All right, my friends.
The flames went higher. And
your calls are coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Any of the news I've mentioned, anything you'd like to discuss, any news story that we're not aware of in your area, any propaganda you'd like to expose that you've witnessed on television or in the newspaper, 1-800-259-9231. But this depleted uranium situation, I mean, this shows the mindset of the globalists. Their own army and Los Alamos nuclear lab training manuals admit from the mid-80s and then right through the 90s that this stuff is deadly if you breathe it, that, you know, it really shouldn't be used. And then we see later in the early 90s Army documents saying, well, we shouldn't discuss this or distribute these manuals because this weapon is just too good. We've got to use it. I mean, yeah, you could release a race-specific bioweapon in the Middle East to kill all the Arabs. That would end the problem real fast. But you don't do that because, you know, 99.9% of them aren't the supposed terrorists and are human beings. And plus, it would kill a lot of people in Israel because a lot of people in Israel have identical DNA to what they call Arabs or Palestinians. So that would kind of be a problem. You know, kind of the European Israelis, kind of the carpetbaggers, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed ones that seem to run all the real Israelis there. That's a whole other subject. They'll be just fine. And they're the ones who are openly developing race-specific bioweapons to kill Semitic people. Boy, if you're a real Jew, I'd be concerned about that. Okay. Look, I mean, depleted uranium. They want to just keep. And I didn't mention Afghanistan. I mentioned Iraq one, Serbia, you know, Bosnia, where they used it three separate times. And of course, I forgot Afghanistan used tons of it there, literal tons of it. And when they use this in tanks or in rockets or fired out of Gatling guns, out of A-10 Warthogs, or out of C-130 Spectre gunships, which they're doing in Basra right now, and not Basra, Fallujah, and areas of Baghdad, excuse me. I mean, they just fly around using this, and it's killing our troops. It's maiming them. It's making them sick. You know, you can easily go, I don't care about them Iraqis, them, you know, use your racial terms for them that seem to be acceptable. Acceptable in the media. Only group that's acceptable will be racist towards, I guess, nowadays. But what about our troops? I mean, our troops are sick. They're dying from this. And as usual, like every other war, when they come back and are dead and dying and have all these deformed children and the nightmares of that, can you imagine the pain of that? It'll be okay. You'll just sweep them under the rug and a couple of years from now see a few news articles and, oh, that's too bad. They shouldn't have done that. But I still love George W. I still love Bill Clinton. I still love Hillary. You know, all of these people, they're all for it. They're all behind it. They're all just puppets of the New World Order. The most disturbing circumstances was observed in the U.S.-occupied base in southwestern Baghdad. It was close to the international airport and host one of the largest coalition bases around Baghdad, occupying the operational headquarters of the Iraqi Special Republican Guard. The area was subject to considerable aerial bombardment and rocket fire prior to the coalition ground forces arrival, followed by several ground skirmishes along the main routes at the international airport and western entrances in the city. And it admits that the Department of Defense says that it is high radiation, and that's where our troops stay. See, all the places where the Iraqis were concentrated, the Iraqi troops, that's what got bombarded, and that's where our troops stay. Departing the coalition-occupied base was a long and steady stream of tandem axle dump trucks carrying full loads of sand heading south away from the city. Returning from the south was a second stream of fully loaded dump trucks waiting to enter the base. As the team passed the base's main entrance, the gates were opened to reveal bulldozers spreading soil while front-end loaders were filling the trucks that had just emptied the loads of soil. And so the method of topsoil removal and replacement at U.S.-occupied bases, living facilities, administrative buildings is mechanically redepositing tons of potentially contaminated particulate, and the dust clouds are wafting it above and spreading over the entire area of the 5 million residents in Baghdad alone. Yeah, that's the point. They fire tons of this stuff into the cities, and then they go around with bulldozers as if that cleans it up. That's because the troops all know it's dangerous, and so the Pentagon goes, don't worry, we'll scoop it away and take it away. Which, frankly, a lot of people say is even worse, because that then stirs it all up. So I want you to answer the question. I want Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all these people that claim they care about the troops, I want you to talk about DU. But no, you won't, will you? We'll be back with your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. The globalists create enemies. They create surrogates to go out and wreak havoc. There's several different types of surrogates. There's the terror arm that is actually MI5, MI6, CIA, Mossad, FSB in Russia. They'll go out, blow something up, and then openly blame it on some patsies. We've caught all those groups doing that. We've even caught the Arabs doing it from time to time. Well, they don't seem to be as sophisticated in some of this stuff. Then there's what we call the wind-up toy. And a Hitler or a Stalin or a Mao is a wind-up toy. Our government attempted to make Ho Chi Minh a wind-up toy and funded him with $987 million. Right through World War II, right up to 1960. Ho Chi Minh! Yes, and our own government, I'll never forget History Channel a few years ago, had the old CIA section chief on there from Asia saying, oh yeah, we actually put Mao into power. We thought he was a great stabilizing effect. And, of course, David Rockefeller told the New York Times that as well. We've got that in my book, Dissent and Tyranny, but the date and when he said it. But this is what they do. Now, those are wind-up toys where you fund a terrorist, you fund a despot, and then later you then either really fight them, you know, build up a war machine to fight them, or you build up a war machine just to, quote, counter them and protect yourselves from them. or you build up a Hitler and then have him run around crazily and then get to have your big war and out of that bring in your own brand of tyranny. Well, it's the same thing over and over again. We're about to go to Ken and Helga and Caroline and Wyatt and Dan and others. And then I'll get into biochip featured at Government Health Showcase. Also, we'll get into Hussein's agents are behind attacks in Iraq, Pentagon finds. Yes, now the Shiites suddenly work for him. Sure they do. And again, Sylvester is friends with Tweetybird. Defectors say North Korea train accident may have been linked to possible plot to murder Kim. And it says again, defectors say North Korea train accident may have been linked to possible plot to murder Kim. This is out of Channel News Asia. And then we'll get into this Financial Times of London article. Oil hits 13-year high amid low U.S. inventories, and that is not the reason. Poll, growing doubts on Iraq, more on that. Abuse of Iraqi POWs by GIs is probed. Army scientist eyes new smallpox vaccine. Bush-Cheney 9/11 interview won't be formally recorded. White House bracing for latest assault by Hardback, a former U.S. ambassador, will this week out a government official who named his wife as a CIA operative. Also, ACLU, Loyal Opposition Group, reveals secret suit over FBI powers. And this one's really scary out of USA Today. Missouri tracks scoff laws, whatever that means, via pizza delivery database. And this is nationwide. It's the Matrix system at the state level through the NSA, tracking every pizza you buy, what you buy with credit cards, if it's a major chain. The little outfits can't and don't do this. It's big chains that do this, and they upload it directly to the government. Also, again, from UPI, move to put microchips in the homeless. This out of the New Scientist, robotic traffic cones swarm onto highways. Little remote-controlled GPS robots to block the roads whenever they want and to squeeze down the lanes. And, of course, they'll have cameras on them watching you lovingly. It's part of the new robot force to keep us safe, to block the highways so you can't escape during quarantine. Berlin cops suspended over Hitler salute. Florida town to use blanket of surveillance cameras, despite the fact there's only 321 residents. They're going to watch everyone, though, with dozens of cameras. And then I've got all this incredible police state news. But before we get into all of that, for all the patient listeners, let's go ahead and go to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in California. Ken, go ahead.
Yes. Sybil Edmonds this morning revealed that if within 30 days the government does not come clean on what they know about 9/11, she's going to give all the documents to the media. I think this is great. She's a hero.
Well, for those who don't know who Sybil Edmonds is, why don't you tell them?
Well, she was an FBI translator shortly after 9/11. They had her translate documents that go back to April of 2001, in which there was plenty of evidence that the government had that we were going to be hit. And the government did nothing about it.
Well, they were trying to have her falsify that. When she said, I'm not going to do this, they said, we're going to arrest you. Then Ashcroft called her and said, we'll give you a better job to shut up. And then on top of all of this now, in court yesterday, and I didn't see what happened with it, it was in the Washington Times, there was an attempt to gag her, a federal gag order to not let her lawyers talk. We're trying to get her lawyer on. I do have to say this, though. We were on her lawyer's website, and one of the chief partners of this high-powered law firm is one of the chief counsels for the Council on Foreign Relations.
Oh, no.
But look, again, I think Sybil Edmonds is for real because she wouldn't have talked to 15 news cameras and all the media and then have them all block it out at the Capitol. She testified in secret 2 months ago. The commission said that they were going to go public. They never did, so she went out and gave a press conference. Tom Flacco reported. The mainstream media ignored it. Then it got picked up by British papers finally here a little bit. So I don't think she's a shill because they don't want this coming out.
That's right.
But it's kind of suspicious. At higher levels, we know there's infighting at the CFR. She could be being used as an unwinning set piece to for some higher-level people to get some goodies or something. I'm not sure, and Again, that's just speculation. I don't like to speculate. But look, take Rowley, the FBI agent.
Right.
You know, she's this chief counsel up in Minnesota. This FBI Politico, you've got FBI agents in Texas, FBI agents in Phoenix, FBI agents in Illinois, like Robert Wright, specifically being threatened with arrest if they talk about what they know, and we already have had their lawyers on the show before they were given gag orders, threatened with arrest for the second time, their lawyers themselves, David Shippers and others, that they specifically had the tales of 9/11, tried to give it to Bush, were threatened with arrest. You don't hear about them in the news, even when they're at the National Press Club. Who you hear about is Kathleen Rowley, who goes, oh, we messed up, give us more funding, we're just idiots.
Right.
See, so when there's all these whistleblowers going, they'll bring out a few fake whistleblowers. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, Edmonds doesn't fit the bill on that,
right,
other than this CFR connection.
Well, what I like about her is she said she's willing to go to jail over this thing. And I don't think that if she was really a shill that she would be saying that.
I don't think she's a shill either. I just think that we have to be very careful.
Mm-hmm. Fair
and
enough.
We are attempting to get her on the broadcast for weeks now.
Oh.
And trying to get the lawyer on. In fact, Stephanie, no time to lose. Will you call my producer and ask her to call that law firm again? Stephanie, we'll do that right now. By the way, in the next hour, I'm going to air these CBS clips that were only on local CBS about looks like bombs in the buildings. We'll add that with Dan Rather's comments nationally and Larry Silverstein, the owner's comments that we've heard in the past. Thanks for the call, Ken. I appreciate it. Helga in Texas. Helga, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Welcome, yeah. The name Depleted. I looked in all my books, which I bought before 91. The name, the term Depleted.
It is an improper term. They just simply
improper.
Take. They simply take the isotope. That
238
is,
and I think it's 235, mostly 238.
Yeah, they simply extract the type they want for the nuclear weapon or for
right,
the fuel rod, and then the other uranium not depleted. The term
it's
is deceptive.
Not depleted, and it wasn't. In 91, I was very much involved in the nuclear thing, and I have all those books around. I looked through everyone. The term depleted is not there. So that's a new term to sound less than total high level, because at that time it was high level, medium, and low level. Anyway, second thing, last night I couldn't believe it. I listened to the business news on public TV, and I don't know who it was. It's just some guy who was, you know, that's where they give you the Wall Street Report and the stocks, and you know how they're doing, and what new scandal is going on, and what merger and things like that. But anyway, public radio, and there is this man, and he says, when it comes to the economy, George Bush talks like John Wayne, and when he acts on the economy, it's like Winnie the Pooh. Can you imagine?
Winnie
the
Pooh.
I heard this. He acts like Winnie the Pooh. That's what I heard on that business news.
Did you say poo?
Poo, yeah. You know, Winnie the Pooh, the children book. Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
Yes, that's what he said. And that's all I can say. I don't know who that person was, but it was, you know, it comes here on public radio, Channel 9 at 5:30, the business news.
Yeah, that's
Wall Street.
Yeah, that's Channel 9 TV, yeah.
Right, and that's where I heard it last night. I just couldn't believe it. I wrote it down as soon as I heard it.
When hey, what do you think of this new Patriot Act Bush wants to pass with the death penalty for these for any federal crime with more than a year in prison?
I mean, it scares me to hell when they put those things on paper, because that's when it goes down to the police, and that's what we are seeing. As long we know that they always have done things, you know, above the law, but when it gets on paper, my God, I want to go off the world, because that means it goes to people who are all of a sudden, who had been no one, and all of a sudden they're getting all those powers.
That's right. I appreciate the call, Helga. Thank you. Yeah, you're right. Before, they were just breaking the law, violating it, but now things are so criminal, They're codifying the tyranny into law. It's like saying, hey, and I keep using this example because it's the best, well, it's the law that black people aren't human beings. Why the Supreme Court says they're not human beings. Why we can have them, you know, with chains around their necks because it's the law. You see, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Ten Commandments, the Magna Carta says that if it's in violation of our basic God-given rights, tyrants just can't say we're their slaves. So government, you can say I'm your slave. I'm still a free human being. You're the criminals. I mean, Hitler had lots of laws. Doesn't mean they were right or proper or had to be followed. It's real simple. Let's talk to Caroline in Colorado. Caroline, go ahead.
Hi. I was listening yesterday when you were talking about that guy with who researched the mind control. And along the way mentioned that running sounds or speaking backwards has some sort of effect.
Well, that was Dr. Boer, and he's a top expert in this. He was in the New Scientist reporting on it. And already in Tokyo, as you heard, they have Coke machines that beam sound just to you, directly to your skull. And now with face scanning technology attached, it's messages tailored just to you by name. And I had the CEO on of the company 3 years ago. They planned to put it in the U.S. They tested it at a few stores, and people got really mad about it. But that's just one of the technologies.
Yeah, I was thinking about something else you had said a few weeks ago about the Beatles, and I was remembering how they did that in a lot of their music, and also that you had said that they were connected with some sort of mind control institute.
Yeah, the Tavistock Institute.
How do you spell that? I was trying to look it up.
I don't have the spelling in front of me, but
it's
Tavistock.
T-A-V something, Tavistock. Okay, so. Do you know, was that something that they were doing?
All we know is that the formation and the control of the Beatles is directly linked through their managers and others to Tavistock.
Okay.
That's all we know. I mean, I don't get into the speculation. We know there's a connection to the admitted public British mind control facility.
That's a mind control facility, Tavistock.
It's the premier one that we know of that's public.
I have to reevaluate everything in my world every day after I listen to you, it seems. It's just, this world is not what I thought it used to be.
Now, you have to know that right before they killed John Lennon, and I've got a CD of his songs where he talks about the elite sacrificing children, the B666, the New World Order. I ought to play those. You know, in his songs, he says, yeah, I used to be with you, but now I'm against you, standing up for humanity. And I mean, his last songs were suddenly about God and not being evil and how Satanism's bad and how the elite are into 666. Did you ever hear those songs?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I've got that CD at my office. I know that.
Yeah,
I'll try to dig that out and play some of those. Yeah, John Lennon. And then they sure dealt with him. Thanks for the call. And by the way, the guy that killed Lennon admittedly was at this weird CIA-controlled third-world refugee camp. He was an American who'd been at this refugee camp working for years, where they now admit in congressional testimonies they engaged in mind control training, kind of like a Jim Jones operation, and he comes up here and blasts Lennon. Let's go ahead and talk to Wyatt in Maryland. Wyatt, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, so I live fairly close to BWI Airport, and next to BWI Airport used to be Westinghouse, and now it's Northrop Grumman Defense Contractor. And a couple of weeks ago, I saw a huge Russian heavy lift pull out of there, and with the real back the wings that stretched straight back. I know it wasn't a U.S. aircraft. And then last week, I saw this jet take off, and I said, what kind of jet is that? And as it streaked across the sky, and it was one of the jet-powered drones. And, man, that thing took off, and you know how you can usually, on a passenger aircraft, you can watch it, follow it, and as it says, it's picking up speed. This thing was out of sight within, like, 5 seconds. It was unbelievable.
Well, they authorized a year ago drone flights, and the Pentagon said it was domestically to watch the American people, to look through our walls with ground-penetrating radar. But
well,
then when people complained, they said, oh, no, it's to stop the illegal aliens, which, of course, it has nothing to do with. And on top of that, you mentioned foreign aircraft right after 9/11, 6 days after, 7 days after, excuse me, UN General McKenzie was on Nightline. We've read the transcript here on air, and he said we need foreign troops here domestically, foreign aircraft. They had German and French AWACS in our skies, and then the 56 Norwegian F-16s. And, our skies are patrolled by foreign aircraft, you name it, drones. I've seen drones flying above Austin. It's all part of the new freedom.
That's great. Also, I work for a car dealership, and one of our finance officers, fairly young guy, he's from Phoenix, Arizona. He went back to visit his parents. He had been away for 5 years. And can you hold me over? Okay. And he wanted to visit his parents for 5 years, and he goes to the airport in Phoenix, and they lock him up. When he scanned his driver's license, he had an outstanding speeding ticket. They put him in jail. He's been in jail for 20 days.
Well, that's how, in fact, you know what? Thanks for the call, Wyatt. I'll cover this USA Today article about that when we get back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Wyatt was talking about one of his business associates from Maryland flying out to Phoenix to see family. And when they scanned his driver's license, you know, the script they put on there long before 9/11, getting it all ready for this, the CAPS 2 system found that he had a warrant for unpaid parking tickets, so he's been in jail for 20 days. And I see articles about this every couple of days where somebody's got parking tickets or something. They get arrested at the airport. or you're a conservative or liberal political activist, you can't fly anymore. Now they say it's to get on buses. They want to make you swipe your card to start your car. They're going to have these robot cones that come out and block your vehicle. Now, that's the new scientist. Police checkpoints, hardened checkpoints built into the roads entering each city. Total micromanagement, total control. Kill switches going in most of the new vehicles. That's been in the news. Computer tracker boxes in all the vehicles, all the new vehicles last 9 years. This is out of USA Today. Missouri tracks scoffle laws via pizza delivery databases. Jefferson City, Missouri. It's dinner time and you're hungry and tired, so you pick up the phone and order your favorite pizza. But you might have just landed yourself in a lot more than pepperoni and cheese. If you owe fines or fees to the courts. See, it's not for terrorism that they're getting the pizza order records. It's for everything. The phone calls may have provided the link the state needed to track you down and make you pay. This whole article says how wonderful this is, how total violation of the Fourth Amendment. That's one of the strategies of firms such as a company being hired by the Missouri Office of State Courts, it's all part of Matrix, administrator to handle its fine and debt collection. And it says a sampling in January of the three of Missouri's 141 counties found that $2 million owed by the courts by people, Social Security numbers were known. And it goes on to say, database compiled by private companies and government agencies are a key tool for firms such as ACS, Copeland said. And one of the databases they find to be most helpful are pizza delivery databases. When you call to order a pizza, you usually give your correct name, your correct address, and your correct phone number. USA Today called all the big pizza chains, and they all denied it and said they don't do it, which, of course, is a lie. Why do you think grocery stores have loyalty cards? It's admitted. Everything you're buying, your psychological makeup off of it, uploaded to Homeland Security long before you heard the term Homeland Security. And with your new national sales tax they're going to have, you're going to have to swipe your card, and it's total control. This is the federal plan. I'll get more into this after the break. I don't want to just hurry through this. But again, it's not for terrorists. It's for everybody. Haven't paid some parking tickets? Hey, you order a pizza, boom, goes right to the cops, and they come and arrest you. You starting to get this, people? You starting to figure this out, what the face scanning cameras mean, what all of this means? Before we end this broadcast, this hour of the broadcast, second, third hours are coming up, please go to prisonplanet.tv for 19 cents a day with a monthly subscription, 15 cents a day with a yearly subscription, and sign up to get our special text reports only for members, our special video reports on a weekly basis only for members, the best interviews we do on this broadcast in audio. It's such a great service, and it helps us with the bandwidth. Prisonplanet.tv. Also, if you want my videos, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror Exposed, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, they're all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order via our secure, safe online shopping carts. Or call toll-free. Operators are there right now. Get the videos. Make copies. Get them out to people. Expose the tyranny. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Don't procrastinate. Get on the field with us today. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.